scheduling conference on docket number 14-035-114 in the matter of the investigation of the costs and benefits of Pacific Core's net metering program. My name is Jordan White. I'm the commission's legal counsel. Before we get going here, just a few matters of housekeeping. We are streaming today. We have some callers, and this is a good time to please identify yourself. Who do we have calling in today?
Hi, Daniel Solander, Rock Mountain Power.
Okay.
Dan Holmes, Utah Citizens Advocating Renewable Energy.
This is Gary Dodge with the UAE.
And this is Phil Hayes representing the office.
Okay. Any other folks calling in? Okay, with that in mind, that we're streaming, just, you know, again, please be cognizant that we have some of these microphones can be sensitive, so just be aware of side discussions. Just also for the benefit of parties calling in, if you could identify yourself when you're speaking, just so they can know who's talking in the room, and just also just try to be careful about rustling too many papers in front of the microphone so they can hear. This conference is going to be conducted in two sessions. The first morning session was noticed for the purpose of allowing parties who filed comments and or reply comments to respond to clarifying questions from parties. The division will lead that portion of the conference. The second purpose of the morning session is to allow parties to address definitions and nomenclature applicable to the commission's required determinations under Utah Code Section 54-15-105.1. And commission staff will be that portion of the conference. At 1:30 this afternoon, we'll begin the status and scheduling portion of the conference. I'll be conducting that portion. With that, unless there's any other housekeeping matters, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Dr. Powell of the division to lead the first portion of the discussion. Why don't we go ahead and do introductions? I know most of us are familiar, but again, I'm Jordan White, and you want to lead off
the discussion? Just,
what's that?
Stranger that came in.
I am the commission's counsel, yeah.
I'm Marty Powell with the Division of Public Utilities.
I'm Justin Jenner with the Attorney General's Office. I represent the Division of Public Utilities.
Michelle Beck, Office of Consumer Services. Casey Roberts, Sierra Club.
Thad Cully, on behalf of Alliance for Solar Choice.
Meredith Roberts, Solar City.
Tyler Polson in Salt Lake City.
Sophie Hayes with Utah Clean Energy.
Yvonne Hogel with Rocky Mountain Power.
Joel Stewart, Rocky Mountain Power.
Bob Lively, Rocky Mountain Power.
Becky Wilson, Commission Staff.
Eric Anderson, Rocky Mountain Power.
Jerry Neal, Commission Staff.
Clayton Johnson with Utah Clean Energy.
Rex Olson, Assistant Attorney General with the Office of Consumer Services.
Howard Moore, Attorney General, Office of Representing Office of Consumer Services.
Dan Martinez with the Office.
Matt Moskin, Outside Counsel for Rocky Mountain Power.
Cheryl Murray, Office. Brenda Salter with the DPU.
Bob Davis with the Division.
Thad Lamar with Public Service Team.
Dave Clark with the Commission.
Mike Hammer with the Commission.
Jamie Dalton, Commission Staff.
Davis Miller with the Division.
That's it.
Okay. Well, to get started, I thought we might just take a look at the Commission's order that came out. Let's see, it was on March 9th. Just as a general introduction, it says, note that generally the purpose of a technical conference is to enable parties to better understand each other's positions and the data underlying those positions. And that's exactly what we're going to undertake in just a second if people have clarifying questions that they want to ask of other parties. A technical conference should not become a forum to advocate one position or another, because that advocacy would convert the technical conference into a hearing. As a non-lawyer, I suppose that violates due process. Additionally, because the purpose of a technical conference is to increase understanding among the parties, we do not consider it appropriate or helpful to utilize a technical conference for the presentation of research or data by someone who is not a party to the docket. So with that introduction, I'll just open it up. Does anybody have any questions they want to ask of other parties and what they filed?
Might we ask a question of the commission?
We are not a party, but feel free to ask a question if you want, if it's a procedural question.
Is This is Stan Holmes from UCARE, and I did have a question about the passages that were just read about not becoming a form for advocating one position or another. And it just strikes me that advocating a particular data set or a particular mode of analysis could be seen as advocating one position or another. And so I guess we'd like some clarification there.
Well, yeah.
From the commission.
Yeah, sure. Again, I'm speaking as the legal counsel for the commission. I guess the intent of that was that, you know, today this is more of, again, is already just read. The purpose of today's, the first morning session is just allow people to clarify questions. So in other words, when we say there's going to be a time and place for advocacy, meaning there's going to be, you know, written testimony and ultimately a hearing on the record for that. As you've seen in the notice, there's going to be the potential for workshops for parties to get together to, you know, come together on consensus to help better understand and clarify their testimony for the purpose of that. So, yeah, I guess today, the purpose of this morning, especially with commission staff in the room, is not going to be, you know, essentially, arguments on the merit of one data set or the other. It's an opportunity to further this proceeding, to make it more efficient, to clarify, etc. So I don't know if that answers your questions or not, but that was the intent of that language.
Okay, thank you. And then the other question was about who may present researcher data. Uh-huh. Does this mean that it has to be a party or intervener to the proceedings to introduce data, or that it has to be generated by a particular party?
Well, I think the intent of that is that, you know, certainly parties can hire their own witnesses and whatever, but the idea being that it's parties who are actually, you know, who have intervened in this proceeding or who have statutory rights to be partial of this proceeding.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. The other questions of parties? I'll turn it back to Dr. Powell.
I have several questions for Rocky Mountain Power. This is Casey Roberts from the Sierra Club. These questions relate to statements just on page 2 of the reply comments. And at one point on that page, it states that the company's own generating capability is more than 20% renewable energy. And I was just wondering if that is 20% for Rocky Mountain Power or Pacific Core more broadly. I hope I gave the right page number. Sorry, let me... That is probably
wrong. I think that's the answer to that is Pacific Core more broadly.
Okay, thank you. And my second question, and I believe that's also on the same page, but again, I could be mistaken, in referring to the benefits of the Blue Sky program. And it states that it's the equivalent of planting 2.2 million trees in terms of benefits from that program. And I guess I was just wondering if there's some explanation of how that number was derived. Like how you get from the renewable generating capacity associated with Blue Sky to the 2.2 million figure. And if there's a company report or something on this you could refer me to, that would be fine as well. I was just wondering the genesis of that number.
We can provide that. We don't have the right people here
sure.
to
okay.
answer that question, but we can give that to you.
Okay, I find that helpful. Thank you very much.
Is that a report that you have?
I think it's a derivation, probably it may be part of the report, but I think, you know, we can find the derivation.
That's all I have, thank you. Mm-hmm.
You'll make that available to all the parties. Anybody else have any questions they would like to ask?
This might just be from today and the items that are going to be discussed. So in regards to scheduling future technical conferences and topics to be discussed, that's going to happen this afternoon.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And then the state code conversation, is that following the...
Once we're done with the clarifying questions, we'll actually do that this morning.
Do that.
The nomenclature, is that you're talking about the nomenclature
yep.
definitional? So yeah.
Kind of a shy group this morning.
What's it? Yeah.
It's mine.
Are there, I mean, I certainly, we don't want to stifle questions, but I don't know if we should move into the next section or the next portion of the conference, or if there's...
I think that'd be a
good before we move, this is Stan Holmes from UCARE. Before we move forward, perhaps another question for the commission. Would it be possible to have all proceedings associated with the dockets recorded and archived for future access by the public?
We will not be...
Finish
your question. Sorry about that, Stan.
I was just looking at page 3 of the notice, and that it says, quote, we anticipate the commission and its staff would not participate in these informal discussions, and that the discussions would not become part of the docket record, end quote. And we were concerned that perhaps were preferred to see everything recorded and entered into a record so that the public might in the future access it.
Yeah, but those sessions will not be recorded. The commission staff will not participate in those. And again, the purpose of those sessions, again, because likely parties will be, you know, have the opportunity without, you know, the commission present to argue the merits or to, you know, try to better understand each other position, those will not be recorded and not be subject to consideration by the commission. So no, those will not be recorded. If they were, we basically have a hearing. And again, that's not the purpose.
And the other question is that we're wondering if someone from the PSC should be present to field any process questions during the informal session.
Before I answer, Stan, Commissioner LeVar has it.
I apologize. Your answer is correct. I just wanted to add on to it a little bit that what was in that notice at this point is a proposal, and what will actually be occurring through the rest of the process will be discussed this afternoon. So there's nothing set yet. That was simply a proposal for consideration to be discussed this afternoon.
Yeah, that's right. In other words, we'll have a discussion, you know, at 1:30, whether that makes sense. I mean, it was, again, that was in response in part to discussions from the conference we had. When was that back in? Was it in January, or was that? Of, you know, allowing parties to have these type of, you know, again, collaborative sessions, work groups. I mean, that may not be, parties may decide that that's not the best way to approach it, but I think this is, you know, a proposal right now from the commission. If again it were the case that, you know, parties wanted to go forward to these workshops and they would be again advocating positions, etc., we would not have commission staff there.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, but we can certainly discuss that this afternoon.
I'm assuming this is already with the division. I'm assuming that most of those meetings will take place here in 401. And if there are process questions, the commission is just right around the corner that we can always go and ask or have somebody come in and clarify those.
Yeah, as proposed, there'd be two work groups going on. So we'd actually have, you know, two separate rooms. So yeah, but we would be here if there's a... I see a head shaking from...
I think we can discuss that this afternoon. We may have an alternative.
Okay, good. We're certainly open to alternatives. And this is just a... Okay. Yeah, this is just a straw man for now. It's not set in stone. Any other questions for parties on their comments, clarifying, or to procedural questions of the commission? Okay, hearing none, I'll turn it over to Becky Wilson, who's the Executive Staff Director here at the commission, to lead this second portion.
Thanks, Jordan. And we had put the second item on the list because we anticipated having questions about the terminology people were using in their comments. And I think the short discussion we've just had on clarifying questions kind of points out how, you know, the comments that the commission received thus far were really helpful. I mean, I think people really... We appreciate the effort everybody put into identifying their issues and responding to some of the questions the commission asked. And so we actually have very few questions about the nomenclature people used. But to just kind of further get the ball down the road a little bit further, we did notice people refer a lot to whether costs and benefits will be measured at gross or net consumption or production, and there's very little detail about what people mean by how you measure those things. And so that was one thing we wanted to kind of raise to people's awareness, and we just kind of cut and pasted some of the key terms that are in the code under the net metering statute that identify terms. Like, you know, what is customer generated electricity, a customer generated system, net electricity, excess customer generated electricity, and, you know, just a definition for the net metering program. And so we want to pass this out and just sort of encourage you all that as you move down the road here, that when you do start to define these terms, that you let us know which of these terms you're characterizing as gross consumption or net consumption in these kind of terms, so that we, you know, down the road, the commission completely understands what people are referring to. So I'll kind of pass this out, and I'm, you know, going to say that's about as far as we got, because the comments we received were just very helpful and fairly clear.
Is this available for those on the phone?
Yes, we'll put this on the website. Okay. That's a good suggestion. All right, let me do that. And it is just in the, it's just a cut and paste of key terms out of the code. And I think this may be more helpful to y'all down the road when you can dig in a little bit more. One of the items that is in the afternoon discussion in one of the work groups, that the commission is really looking for detailed equations and whatnot. And so when you get down to that kind of level of detail, this kind of information will be very important to know, not only what you're referring to, but where the data is going to come from and how you measure it. Does anybody have any questions about this? Or perhaps other people had questions about some of the terminology that people used in their comments? Now would be the time to bring that up.
We had one thought after reading the commission's order, and that is that the commission might want to consider taking limited legal briefing to address some of the issues that have arisen. For example, the section, when you're talking about the statute, the section's reference to costs to the company and the customers also, is that a limit on the consideration of the benefits to the company and the customers rather than broader social costs? So there may be some legal issues that the commission wants to take briefs on, and I think our thoughts on this were that since we have a limited amount of time, that maybe that should be done in parallel or in sequence with the other processes that are already going on.
I think that was kind of our thought, is if we want to do, if parties want a legal briefing, it'd be nice to have a schedule where that could go in parallel, so we keep some of these legal issues out of testimony. So we get into these situations where we have kind of mixed questions and witnesses on the stand, and we have to argue during the hearing over whether those are appropriate questions. On cross-examination, usually, but it could also come up on direct. We also thought there may be, within that scheduling, if we want to have a briefing on motion limine type questions of what evidence is appropriate to present, it might be worthwhile to have a schedule for that. Of course, that'll have to be probably after rebuttal testimony, so it's going to have to be an abbreviated time frame, I believe, because it would be hard to know every question that might come up until that point when parties have presented. at least the bulk of their positions and testimony.
And I appreciate you brought that up. I mean, obviously we're not into the scheduling portion of it. I mean, that may be something we want to talk about or think about in terms of when that might fit in terms of the, you know, testimony schedule, et cetera, because, you know, certainly it's, you know, if we can refine that, that makes sense.
I think that we could talk about that this afternoon, just something we to think about between now and then, what everyone's workload is, when you have time to be doing that. So we want to, ideally, at least from our perspective, a full discussion of those issues. We want to make sure everyone has the opportunity to present whatever they like to in that respect.
You know, another thing that may be of interest to have briefed is there is a component of the statute that defines the costs and benefits. It kind of assumes, perhaps, a perspective that needs to be looked at. And most comments discuss the different perspectives you can look at from costs and benefits. But the statute says costs to the company and other ratepayers, the benefits, does not say that. And it would be interesting helpful to hear parties thinking on that. Typically, cost and benefit studies are done with apples to apples comparisons. And many of the comments came in kind of having that perspective. But how is the statute being taken into consideration with that kind of opinion?
And that's what I was trying to articulate. Yeah. Probably didn't do a very good job of it. Yeah, there's things in the statute that that would be inappropriate for Commons, for example, to opine on the testimony, what that means.
If you could let us know what the morning agenda was for the morning. If it's wrapping up, I may want to offer a proposal.
Well, yeah, so here's the remaining agenda is that if there's no further discussion on nomenclature, et cetera, I mean, truthfully, the way that it's noticed up is that the scheduling status conference is gonna, you know, begin at 1:30. With that being said, though, certainly the rooms here can turn off the streaming and you're welcome to say, but we really can't move into the way it's noticed. We can't move into the, because there may be people who have planned on just attending that portion, et cetera. And so we could, again, you're welcome to stay and chat and whatever, but again, I'm open to your proposal.
Well, it was sort of that.
I thought it might be.
Except,
yeah.
With one potential addition,
sure,
that may not be possible, but Becky just now said something about what the commission was looking for and wanting to have more of a formula. And if there's any, even if you have to repeat it in the second portion because you think it was more properly noticed in the second portion, if there's any additional guidance or explanation that the commission wants to give, it would be good, I think, to hear it now. I think that there are several unformed alternate proposals that are floating around, and I'll just say that it appears to most of us that you have something very specific, and I will tell you we're not receiving it on the same wavelength. So if you have any other guidance that would help us to have a discussion to make the afternoon more fruitful, or the afternoon might look just like this, or it might look the opposite of this, like just a lot of options flying around.
Yeah, that's a good question, Michelle. So, and you probably won't like the answer, which is,
sure, I won't. I feel it coming.
Yeah. No, I mean, truthfully, you know, and I'm glad that, you know, Marty and Justin brought up the potential for briefing. I don't think the commission has an opinion. You know, the kind of the statute speaks for itself right now, and I don't think that they want to prejudge or inform making an in vivo interpretation of what that is, the intent of that is. So I think that's something that probably would be appropriate for parties to. Yeah. Unless I'm turning, is there anything you want to share on that, or? No. Okay. That's what I thought. So yeah, I think.
Well, multiple parties have asked for the opportunity to brief. So now it's the question points.
Oh, you mean the request to brief or the quest to opine on the meaning of it? I think we will.
You just said the statute speaks for itself.
Well, no. What I mean. Well, let me back up. That was probably the wrong way of characterizing it. Right now, we have a process in place to set up a framework to make the determination required. If there are questions in parties' minds without prejudging it, I don't think the commission's intent is to make a definitive statement today on what that may or may not mean. I didn't mean to foreclose that the discussion was over because of the word of the. I apologize. That was a wrong characterization.
Okay. Now I'm further confused. It's not that I dislike the answer.
Yeah.
I am baffled by the answer. So let me break it apart into two things. So the first was my question of you was not to prejudge anything, but if you have more explanation in terms of what you are looking for from us in this process, that would help us to talk about an alternative to your proposal, because I can tell you that some of us aren't going to support your proposal.
Okay.
It's just an impossibility in terms of what we can offer to provide to you.
Oh.
So that's what I'm asking, is not prejudging on anything, but setting that aside, I think that multiple parties, I know we put it on reply comments in response to, I know Task said it, I think maybe others did, and now the DPU has said, we want to give you briefs because we have collectively acknowledged and identified that some of the important issues before you are of a legal interpretation. And so we are asking for that. Maybe that is for the afternoon.
Okay.
But so I guess it almost felt like you don't want to prejudge the merits, but you are prejudging whether there's something to.
Well, let's separate that. What you just said helps clarify.
Okay.
Let's separate these out.
Yes.
I thought we had a discussion about what the meaning of kind of the cost to customer, that section. That is certainly, you know, something that would be appropriate for briefing. If you're talking about just the process in general, yeah, I think we can opine on what our intention is, which is, this is a litigated proceeding. Ultimately, you know, the end product of this will be an analytic tool that can then be used for whatever proceeding, rate case, et cetera, to kind of evaluate the commission's obligation of the statute, right? So, we have testimony scheduled in place. As of yet, we don't have, we can certainly amend it for legal briefing. The idea of these workshops, and again, it's just a straw man proposal, would be, I think we heard at one point, maybe I misheard, that there was a desire for people to collaboratively work together to maybe, you know, figure out whether there's consensus or disagreement, basically to further refine the process. If parties, you know, on the basis of workload or just they don't feel like it's necessary, I mean, that's something we may have to consider, that it may not be appropriate. And I guess the answer to that would be is that if people don't feel like that's fruitful, would be we have a fully robust process in place for the end result of a litigated proceeding on the merits, which is a hearing in October. So does that?
Right. Can you, maybe I read more into Becky's words,
yeah.
But I'm wondering, are you looking for a sort of a formula at the end? So we understand,
yeah.
I think, correctly, but maybe not correctly, that we're not calculating a rate or calculating a value in this process. It's really meant to be more of a process. But are you looking at the end for that we would have an actual formula for the future calculation of a rate?
I think that is a potential possibility, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think that's still somewhat in flux,
so,
but that is the.
So you wouldn't mind getting that, but you're not demanding that? Is that?
I think that's right. Is that we ultimately? I mean, what we see is some type of analytic framework, and so it may be an equation of sorts. Yeah.
And that, I think in the commission's notice,
yeah,
in the description of the kinds of information that would be helpful in those work groups, that's where the commission kind of articulated where that information would be useful. So equations, identifying
terms. So I know
you
said that the commission articulated, but I'm sure it's been the case where we have written testimony that we thought was crystal clear, and it's arrived on your desk, and you guys have said, I'm not quite sure what they're advocating for. And so I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I'm just saying, it might not be as crystal clear as you think it was. We're all guilty of that, I'm sure, but That's why just any description will help us to have a fruitful discussion, I think.
Well, again, and we may be speaking over, but again, the idea is that you've got the statute that clearly lays, well, it lays out what the ultimate
task.
The task is. So, looking back at the rate case hearing, truthfully, I don't think we could accomplish the type of I don't think we would have the timing to really deal with the complexities of determining the right type of framework, et cetera, because there was obviously a lot of disagreements at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of this ultimately is to try to facilitate efficiency, so when we get to that point, we have the right tool to, put the numbers in, put the benefits, whatever that machine looks like, that's the tool. And so that's really the purpose. I mean, frankly, I'm not sure that if we could, without doing this, I don't know if it was in a rate case, for example, I'm not saying that's what it would be, but if it was, I'm not sure we could accomplish that in that time frame. So this is hopefully allow for, right?
And perhaps we could discuss this a bit more this afternoon when we get to the the commission's more or less proposal, and perhaps we can get into that a little
bit. I just thought it'd be useful. Maybe I'm wrong, if anyone wants to, I don't know, or is I not open this early? That was what you were thinking. But I just thought it'd be useful, since we didn't have as much material for discussion in the morning, that the parties might be able to further discuss things. So that's why I was just asking for whatever feedback on what you're looking for, then maybe we can talk about how can we best use these time frames that we've already established to collectively provide you what you're looking for. That's all I'm
And I think, where some of the idea, the commission's ideas came from, was from past investigations the commission has undertaken. Bob, I think you probably remember some of the DSM collaborative efforts back in the 90s. And then when deregulation came in, the commission undertook an investigation and moved into this kind of suggested a work group approach. So, that was sort of where it came from. Perhaps we could show you some of the work products that were, developed in that process. That might give you a little bit more concrete idea.
Did the commission participate in those?
Commission staff did.
Okay, so it would be a little different.
It's a little different now, right? And I think it's because this process has already been set up for a litigated process. Back in the 90s and early 2000s, those investigations were never formal investigations, or they were not formally set up to be litigated.
Let me offer a perspective as well, my own. We've been given a challenge, an objective by the legislature, and we're trying to help the constituents that who have an interest in the outcome to get together and talk about what the outcomes might look like, maybe to reach some consensus on some of the issues at least, and the motivation, I guess, is so that the litigation that will ultimately happen in this docket will be as revealing, as effective as it can be. And so without steering to any particular outcome, and that's I think part of the awkwardness that Michelle's alluding to. We're trying to facilitate conversation and discussion among parties that we sense have pretty divergent views, but with the hope that there can be some if not agreement, at least clarity in the proposals, greater clarity because of common understandings of definitions, common understandings of principles, and so in order to to achieve those ends or move in the direction of those ends. We sort of gathered you here today. I'm having the sense that maybe the best thing to do is for those of us who are commission people to leave, let you talk and discuss in more detail some of the things that Michelle's referring to. Maybe discuss what kind of process you think would be most effective, what kinds of issues should be briefed in addition to the ones that Justin's mentioned. But that's sort of what I'm feeling right now might be the most appropriate thing to do. Is that sensible? And
your questions are important and good ones, and if there's any chance by this afternoon that we could add any clarity, that might be possible.
Before the group breaks out, I'm not sure if others feel the same way, but in advance of the 1:30 conversation, or maybe to initiate the 1:30 conversation, it'd be helpful to see some framing in terms of what's in scope versus out of scope for technical conference consideration versus the parallel process that was described. Because in my mind, I'm thinking about all the different items, whether it's externalities and social costs, or residential versus non-residential, or some of the things detailed here. The Venn diagrams they blur a little bit on some of these topics, and so if going into that conversation, we could have some clarity around, you know, if you're describing state code-related items, which can mean these items, then that's the parallel process that was described as an alternative to, you know, these are things that are in scope for the technical comments themselves.
Yeah, I think I understand your question, but I guess like in terms of the, again, this is, you know, as you know, I'll reiterate what, you know, Commissioners LaVar and Clark both said, which is this is just it's a straw man proposal for some ideas for these work groups that would not be, you know, attended by or facilitated by the commission. And there's some ideas. That doesn't mean that you guys can't get together, because you're gonna have plenty of time before this afternoon to talk about this and further refine that, or maybe something else, or you may not feel like that's necessary. But ultimately the idea would be, at least as of now, would be that there'd be a leader of each work group who would kind of report back at an actual tech conference in a more traditional sense, and would maybe discuss what the consensus, the, you know, or near consensus, disagreement, etc. The legal kind of briefing issue, again, that's a worthwhile idea, but I would probably put that less in the court of a work group, and maybe more of this is something that you would actually have in parallel track, you know, with testimony, etc. I'm not really sure if you want to have, I don't know if that's an appropriate forum for these work groups. You may get to decide that, but I don't see that as being a fruitful. Well, you get a bunch of lawyers together talking about the meaning of the words, and
I just, you know, in my mind, when I evaluate the technical conferences as proposed, some of the items that I'd like to include, I mean, it turns out likely have some relevance to the state code and what's being asked for. And so I just have a question whether, you know, it would be appropriate to address those through the legal briefing process, or if they're indeed in scope for the technical conference.
I don't know. Again, my personal opinion is, and this is something, again, we're not saying this is set in stone, you discuss it, but to be typically a legal issue is something that's briefed. I mean, you may in one of your work groups want to say, you know, can we agree on this, or is this an issue that we just were as a non-starter? I mean, I don't know. I don't want to, you know, I don't think that's our intent today to say, you know, you know, 10 people get in a room and you will discuss this and you will do, I mean, that's not the point of it. Again, the point of it is to facilitate the most efficient collaborative process, like, because that's what we heard before, that, you know, collaboration was best. If that's not the case, again, there's testimony, you know, rounds of testimony, a hearing, and we'll probably have a legal briefing on issues. If you know, it's, if that, that's the concept. But does that help, or?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
So there's some gray area.
Oh yeah, certainly. Again, this is this is an idea for you guys to get together.
Yeah.
We may come back and say, like, no, we don't, you know, if people don't, because like, we got.
Find that parties have strong ideas on that when the commission makes a
room. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe there are some threshold issues that just make sense.
Yeah.
For you to address and for us to respond to before we get to the discussions of the framework that would be more technical in nature. So if that's true, then perhaps you could discuss those, maybe decide what you think they are. Maybe there'll be at least some agreement there, and we could talk about how to achieve that. So, that's sort of what I'm hearing as well.
Yeah, I think, Commissioner Clark, that's what we had in mind, is that there might be some legal issues that might need briefing. I said in tandem or in parallel, but maybe earlier in the process.
Yeah, that might be.
So that we can focus on the technical issues in testimony and in hearing.
Yeah, that might be. That might be an option.
And I think Michelle's right. I think several parties have some ideas about what some of those legal issues might be.
Well, why don't we'll withdraw, let you chat. It's only 8:40, so.
I know, it's 8:40,
and we're done. We're off, or are we on the screen?
Let's make sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna stop.
Yeah, I want to go ahead.
If you want to pull us back for some
reason, we'll rejoin at 1:30.
Let us